afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Good afternoon and good evening. Good morning, if you're listening to this in the morning, that is. You can probably hear, I don't know, sometimes I feel like these AirPods do a really good job of blocking out the noise. So maybe you could hear that car going by, maybe you couldn't. I've noticed that a lot of work calls lately where I'll be like, oh, sorry for the background noise. Or I'll ask my coworker, hey, can you hear that background noise? And quite often, the answer is no. So it's very interesting what we hear versus what our headphones, corded or wireless, are now blocking out of the background. I'm out taking a walk, recording a little non-traditionally today. I have a non-traditional kind of setup going on right now. I brought my professional podcasting microphone, if you will, but just given a lot of different things that are kind of going on right now, I'm taking a different approach, and so I will not know until afterwards. I guess I could have done a test, but I will not know until afterwards how shitty quality this sounds. So we're really putting the AirPod Pros to the test here. And I've also got Nala with me, so we're out for a little bit of a walk as I record this week's episode. Listen, exciting week ahead as we look toward next weekend. We just got done with week zero of college football, and holy shit, we're back, baby. We are back this upcoming weekend with college football. So sad that I had to sell off my opening weekend tickets. Got a wedding this weekend on Friday, and just unfortunately will not be able to swing the quick turnaround to make the drive to Ann Arbor afterwards. But of course, we've got an easy few games here in the coming weeks as a Michigan fan. And those of you who listened around this time last year know that I am a big Michigan fan. I bought season tickets last year. And of course, have season tickets again this year was a big conversation point amongst my wife and I regarding if I was going to get them again or not. However, I told her when you have Ohio State at home, and I've never been to an Ohio State game, it is a no-brainer that I get those tickets. So if you're ever interested in tickets, I do sell off tickets every now and again if I can't make the games. Feel free to reach out to me, trentspeaks@gmail.com. More than happy to add you to my little running list of people that I often reach out to give those tickets away. Wanted to touch on a couple things this week for the episode. And again, here's my commitment to you, right? I said to you last week, I've said this to you before, that really after that last speaking engagement, I want to make sure that I am staying dedicated, staying in that rhythm, trying to hold myself accountable, which is why I am recording this on lunch. I slept like shit last night, have the past couple of nights actually, just for some reason, Nala, sniffing the tree here, just for some reason have some sort of, you know, kink in my neck, if you will, from sleeping the past couple of nights. And so it's been keeping me awake. It's been pretty painful. So I had some time where I was trying to fall back to sleep last night. Just never thought about trying to get on to record a podcast this morning before the day started. So again, walking and talking, something that we'll see if this becomes a theme or not. Again, pending the quality here that we're now, I don't know, how long into this? About almost 5 minutes in and still not unknown if this quality is good or not. I can't help but laugh at it. Well, I wanted to talk to you really about what's your why? What's your purpose? as we approach this week's topic. And really, that could be about anything. It could be, why are you in the job that you're in? What is it that you value? What is it that you're happy about? And so it really could be about anything, any area that you're trying to apply purpose or value or meaning toward. You know, as I was thinking about, well, what the hell am I going to talk about this week without a guest? I really was thinking about my commitment to you, just as I said a few minutes ago. How I commit to bringing you a podcast, bringing you something of value week to week, whether I have a guest or not, and not letting that fall by the wayside. And so, as I thought about this week's topic, purpose, value, the why, is really everything that's been on my mind. You see, I thought that we should reground in, why is this podcast a thing in the first place? As I've been working on trying to bolster my content strategy for social media, trying to continue to hone in on my speaking, I thought that it was important to really kind of go back to the beginning, go back to basics, if you will. So let's talk about the podcast for a minute. Let's talk about what it is that you're listening to right now. Whether you're a longtime listener or maybe you're new here, welcome in. The whole reason this podcast got started in the first place was, well, one, in short, because a very good friend of mine who has yet to be a guest on this podcast, hint, hint, would not stop bothering me about starting a podcast. So I ended up going out, buying equipment, and here we are, over 3 years later. 5 years later. Holy cow. Can't do the quick math. But aside from that, the nagging and wanting him to shut up about it, really the purpose of the podcast, and this is what I tell people when I'm doing guest outreach, is to share the stories of others. You see, so often when I do outreach to people, the first question that I always get back, I would say about 80 to 90% of the time, is, well, what would I talk about? And my response back to them is, whatever you would like. You see, and I say this to them as well, I see myself as really just here to guide the conversation. When I have a guest on the podcast, it really becomes their episode. That's why over the years, I've done what I can to give each guest their own touch to their episode. That's why I allow them the opportunity and ask them to sign off of the episode because it's their episode. I want them to put a bow on what it is that they had talked about in that episode. That's why I ask the Trent Speaks podcast questions. What is the largest event or moment that really stands out or has changed who you are? What is it that you want people to take away when they listen back to this episode? Turning the focus to them, because in that, however long it is in that episode, you're not here to listen to me. I'm just there to steer the conversation and guide the way. But really, it becomes their episode. And so, that's why I'm here. I'm here to bring you their stories. I'm here to bring you that content. Because think about how many people we've talked to that we would not know their story or know what they have to say had it not been for this podcast. There are some people, such as myself, who have shared things for the first time on this podcast. Open up about things that hadn't been talked about with other people. And we've had guests share that as well, both in the recording in and of itself on the episode, or maybe it's quote unquote off the record when we're talking in a non-recording part before or after the podcast. It's amazing how connected we can feel listening to someone else's story, being able to connect. And really, that's all I want to do. I want to share those stories. I want people to connect. The reason that I always say that I'll be very genuine, I'll be very candid, is because that's how I want people to feel when they listen to this podcast. I want them to feel that sense of connection. I want them to feel like, I want them to feel that relatability when they listen to these episodes. Whether that's to me, whether that's to a guest, maybe it's something that they're going through, an emotion, a feeling, a situation. Maybe it's something that they can relate to. And that's really what this podcast is all about. Sharing the stories of others. And in fact, that's why I do speaking. To share my story. And not just to share my story, but to talk about the mental health component. To really bring people together. And if I've always said this, and I know I've said this before on the podcast, but if I'm talking to a room of 200 people and I impact one person that day, I've done my job. You see, I don't do it for the money. The money helps me to make a living, support my family, pay for my travel, my hotel expenses, any other expenses, my time in putting together the presentation. But at the end of the day, it's all about the impact. And again, you can relate that back to this podcast as well. You know, I think that's why they say, find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Because if you're happy, if you know that you're having an impact and making a difference, then by golly, it's just so much different day to day than going to a job that you hate and just going to a job for that paycheck. That quote unquote 8 hours goes by a hell of a lot faster when you enjoy what you're doing. You know, talking about making that impact, a couple weeks ago, about a month ago now, over a month ago, you know, I don't even know what date it is. A few weeks ago, you know, what's funny about this is really the time is irrelevant to the story. But as you know, I had a speaking engagement where I did roommate and conflict mediation. I did a 3-hour presentation to 200 RAs during RA training in South Dakota. And let me just say, when you're doing from 9 a.m. to 12 and you have people who had to get up early to get on a bus to drive to the institution that you are speaking at and doing this training for, it's an early morning for some people. Heck, I remember RA training, those are long days. And being up and going to a 9 a.m. training, that's early. So, don't get me wrong, when people were obviously closing their eyes during my presentation or a little bit checked out, I wasn't offended because I knew it was early for them. And I had told them at the top, you will get out of this what you put into it. And I knew that the message, just as it always does, hits everyone a little bit differently. Everyone's going to receive that a little bit differently. It was at the very end when I went to change from my jeans into my shorts before leaving the facility that really told me, yep, you made the impact that you came here to make. Because a student had stopped me on my way to the bathroom with shorts in hand to go change. And he had said how grateful he was for the presentation, for me coming there and speaking, and was praising what he had just heard and thanking me. And those are the moments I live for, to know that I made that difference. So what is your why? What is your purpose? Think about that. And think about, is there something that you need to change? Is there something that you need to adjust to make sure you're living that why, to make sure that you're living that purpose? There are things I've needed to adjust to ensure that you are able to listen to this podcast right now, as you can tell. I'm doing whatever I have to do to make sure I get this out on the airwaves. And today, I just happened, no, today, right on cue, that just happens to be on a walk with Nicole. It doesn't matter how you get to that purpose. It doesn't matter how you deliver. It just matters that you did. Thanks for listening, everyone. I really appreciate you bearing with me on a new journey here today. And I hope you were able to take something away from this message. If you haven't already, please connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at Trent Speaks. You can also email me, trentspeaks@gmail.com. Always looking for a guest, whether it's you or even if it's a business, right? So I'm trying to get in touch with, for example, a few different Chicago locations right now, the Magic Lounge, Second City. I was trying to get in touch with a beer spa. It could be a business that has started that might have an interesting story. Stories are not exclusive. Everyone has a story. And whether or not you think yours is interesting is beside the point. Because what you have to say matters. I'll talk to you next week, everyone.